Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Dicko. AK Dicko. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. Mm-hmm. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is... Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is T to the A to the Z, A-T-A-Z-P on Blog Talk Radio. Once again with another show, I got a caller with the area code 561. 561, identify yourself.
Oh, yeah, this is Mo Mac, the poet, calling in tonight.
What's up, Mo Mac?
Hey, man, chilling, man. Mo Mac, yeah, I'm chilling, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I listened, And I listened with the track that you sent me on Facebook, and it was so smooth. It felt like it had butter all through it. I was like, yo, I gotta get him on this. Is that the kind of music you like doing? Because, man, that thing was, like, so smooth. And I hope you sent it to me, too, because I'm going to fly wherever you at and get you if you did. Because that thing was banging, bro. When you sent that thing to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get him on there for real.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a neo jazz artist. That's my muse right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how I express. You know, you got rappers out here. You know what I'm saying? Rapping, singers sing the poetry and jazz. That's me all day.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I liked it. It almost sounded like hip hop for real though. I mean, hip hop and the jazz. Jazzed out on neo soul kind of way, so I was feeling it for real.
Right,
do you do the music, or do you?
I do some of it, but my producer, Bernard Big One Williams, he's been on your show before. That's my boy.
Okay.
That's him and I together. You know what I'm saying? We sit down. You know what I'm saying? He'll play a beat. You know what I'm saying? Start doing something. I'll add something to it, and away we go. So
yeah, because that cat, man, he'll. I make beats, and he almost was in my pocket. He was in my pocket almost. Like, I'm about to give you some money, dog. Get some of these beats. God,
hey.
That's dope. Yeah, that dude's a beast right there, for real.
Yeah.
So how did y'all link up? How did you meet him?
We grew up in the same area. Him and my sister actually went to school together, and he grew up under me. So some of the people that I know and he knows, you know what I'm saying, some of his family members and some of my best friends, we all in the same circle. And one day went to his house. He had some beats going. I'm sitting there vibing to it, and it's been off to the races ever since.
What made you start doing this, man? You know, most people tell me they grew up with it. They love music. What actually made you start doing this?
Well, I'm part of the. Let's see, how can I put it? My uncle and aunt were the king and queens of disco, George McCrae and Gwen McCrae. So music has always been in me. So back in I was in probably high school, you know what I'm saying? I was in English class. You know, we had a section of English where we had to do poetry. And, you know, I just started, you know, writing. And the teacher wrote it, and she just kind of looked at me kind of crazy, and I was trying to figure out, oh, why is she looking at me like that? And then she read it. And it was just like the class was in awe. Then after that, it was like, had some of my friends, hey, man, I need you to write me a poem for my girl, you know what I'm saying, this, that, other. That was my hustle, you know what I'm saying, during high school. And I just kept writing and writing and writing. And then I just so happened to start hearing an artist named Kari and the Last Poets. And Coco Brown and North and the Fat Cat Player, that's like one of my favorite groups of all time right there. Those boys, they are hard. So,
I'm familiar with them.
Listening to them, basically, that was my springboard, you know what I'm saying, for me to start taking my poetry. And then, like I said, once I hooked up with Bernard on the music tip, just something just told me, just start putting it together. And the first one I did was aromatherapy. I did aromatherapy in 45 minutes from the writing, the production, the recording. 45 minutes. We did it in one take. And that was it. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling this. We're going
to
take off.
And that's the coolest way to do it, too, in one take. That way,
in one time. Exactly.
And that's exactly what I'm getting ready to play, because this is the first one that I heard when you sent it to me. Aroma Predator, Lomac the Poet.
Walking in from a long day. I need some aromatherapy. Thank you. through the door and smell the strawberries, feel the air. And there you are, sex you everywhere. You kiss me ever so gently, you smell as good as can be. A hot bath is ready with candles filling my favorite CD. You wash my back, I rub your feet. Aromatherapy fills the air, my tongue licks to the beat. We go to the room and she pushes me on the bed, arousing my body with her tongue and lips of red.
Basically,
it's going to put you in that mindset where I'm going to take you there without even touching you. So that's where, you know, 69 came into play. Young lady, actually, I let her listen to the track, and she was like, that was like the best sex I ever had without even being touched. I said, that's where I'm going with it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get more in your mind than no one's saying actually touching your body. Turn the lights down low. I wanna take it nice and slow. Rubbing your body down. I love when you make that ooh-ah sound. It's starting to get real hot. As you say, baby, please don't stop. And as our bodies become intertwined, we started doing the 69. Tasting your sweet seduction as it drops on me. It tastes like honey. Mmm. So good and sweet. Sit on my face as you go down on me. Climaxing together in sweet ecstasy. 69. Special for me and you. I got some ice cream, and I want to fulfill all your dreams. Things are getting real sticky, and I'm ready to get freaky. And then right on time, we started doing 69. I love the way you call my name. Your touch drives me insane. Up, down, left, right. We can do the 69 all night. Don't run, say no, because you want it so bad. And when I'm done, you'll say, I'm the best you ever had. 69.
WATACP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro croak? Yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weakened mind decrease. I'm thinking on Skrill chatter, president's deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is because I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real. If you want to open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Now I'm saying, yeah. yeah. All up in the place to be. W-A-T-A-Z-T. Yo.
Hey, T-A-Z-T, T-A-Z, that was my cousin, J-Bug. We got Lo Mac, the poet, in the house. 69, I was feeling that, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. You was you was real metaphoric on that.
Yes, sir.
So when you write, how do you do it, man? What is the secret to making a Lo Mac, the poet, track?
Basically, it's all on, like, whatever I'm feeling at the time, whatever's going on around me at the time. Basically, it's one of those things, it's just what I'm feeling. It's a feel thing, you know. I might be hearing something on the radio, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know what, that's a, it'll hit me, and then I just, turn the music off, and I'll just start writing, and then I got well over probably 1,000 tracks to write to, so I start like with the first verse, a couple of verses, and then I'll just start listening through my tracks, and the first thing that hit me, that I'm feeling, I start playing it and writing, and then next thing I know, you see, you come up with aromatherapy, you come up with my 69, so.
Right, I write too, and It's a different process. I think of different subjects that I need to write about so I can tell a story, and then I sit there and put it down. I mean, it's easy for me, but I know a lot of people do it just different. You know what I mean? And
right.
And that's the beauty of being an artist, because everybody's music should be different. It shouldn't
right.
sound the same like everybody else's stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem with the music and music, all the, you know what I'm saying, as far as period right now, everybody's starting to sound like everybody. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are very few, you know what I'm saying, artists, you know what I'm saying, whether it's rap, R&B, you know what I'm saying, neo soul, everybody's starting to, it's like it's a clash. And you know
right.
there are very few people that separate themselves from everybody else.
Right. That's how you be true to yourself and true as an artist, because you
right.
you're doing what you're feeling. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What's in
exactly.
your heart and your mind.
Exactly. That's what it is.
So what's next for you after finishing this album up? I guess you're finishing the album up next year, the first of the year. Did I hear that?
Yeah, it'll be ready around beginning of March.
What is the future hold for Lo Mac the poet? What do you expect to do with this album? Go out and tour, do some more music, of course, I would hope.
Definitely. People say the moon and the stars. I'm trying to go beyond that.
Right.
I'm trying to go beyond that. I'm trying to make it so that it's not just here in the States. I'm trying to go worldwide with it.
Right.
Like my uncle, George McCrae, he's actually over in London. He lives in London. And I've already been talking with him and networking with him. At some point next year, I'm definitely going to be going over there to get my music out over there.
That's
also, spend part of the year in Aruba. I'm trying to hit that during the summer. They have
right.
A summer jazz fest that I'm trying to network and get in there to try to work my way into getting on the Zap Dub, because I know if I get in there, basically, there's no stopping me now, but that's going to actually springboard me to another level altogether.
And one of my play daughters, who is a rapper out in California, she's toured in the islands, in Aruba,
mm-hmm.
St. Thomas, all over. And
mm-hmm.
she blew up from there and went to Japan and performed over there too as well. So, I mean, once you get your foot in the door, start doing that. Then, you know, tour after tour after tour, make you some more money, come up with some more ideas for new music. And, man,
right.
I mean, you know, the ticket is yours as long as you keep on coming out and coming out with new ideas, fresh and new, and keeping people interested in you. Then, hey, you be sitting around driving a Maybach talking about what? I'd be like, that's wrong, man. Hey, wait a minute. I need to get up with what you do.
Exactly.
For real. Is there any spots where people can hit you up, keep abreast of what you're doing, and find out when the CD's going to drop, actually? Any websites or anything you want to give out so people can hit you up?
They can hit me up on my Reverb Nation page, www.reverbnation.com/LomacThePoet. They can hit me up on my Facebook page, Lomac the Poet. I tell people all the time, on my Facebook page, get on that every morning. I have an inspirational word, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. Anything that you're going through, you know how you say whatever the top, whatever you, when you're writing, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is that's going on right now you write about.
Right.
My morning post every morning, you know what I'm saying, is basically geared around stuff that's going on in the world right now and the stuff that people need to hear that, you know what I'm saying, people are afraid to write about. So hit me up on my Facebook page, Lomac the Poet, Twitter, my Twitter page, Lomac the Poet on Twitter, and I'm also on Instagram. I got, you know,
spell
so my company.
Spell Lomac, please, black people, because I know black people want to add a K in here, you know. Spell Lomac.
It's LOMACTHAPOET.
Cool. And I want to thank you again for being on, and thank you for shout me out on my page, my ATAZP page, and also send me that track. That's what started this thing. Cruising. Explain that song as I play it.
Cruising. Basically, there will be some poetry, you know what I'm saying, on that track coming very soon. It was going to be on the album. That's that song where basically, for me, like on Sundays after I get out of church, I tend to just ride, and know what I'm saying? You don't want to just ride to just anything. Cruising is that track where you just, if you got a drop top, you drop the top on it and just cruise down the avenue and just sit there and bob your head and just vibe to it. That's what that track is all about, just cruising. Basically, it speaks for itself.
Well, thank you again, Lomac the Poet, for coming in. And like I said, I'll be inviting you again, where we'll do a whole hour between me, you, and two more poets. I know a whole lot of them. So
okay, appreciate it. I will be there.
Yeah,
I will definitely be there with no problem. Man, I appreciate you because you're one of the people that, I'm saying, that helps artists like myself, you know what I'm saying, get out there, because basically
that's what it's about.
Right, where mainstream shuts down. That's it. When mainstream shuts us down, you know what I'm saying, there's, you know what I'm saying, people like you that, you know what I'm saying, gets us out there, you know what I'm saying, and pushes us, and then mainstream want to jump back in later on, like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? People like you, we appreciate you, definitely.
Well, man, thank you, and like I said, keep doing that music, man, and get into the production side, too.
So you can get on
the production side for real. Learn that thing for real.
Definitely.
This is Lomac the Poet with Cruising.
This is a big one, beat. beats.
You never smooth. I want to thank Lomax the poet for being in and doing his thing. Expect a lot of more things out of that brother, for real. We were supposed to have Illinois call through, but he did not. So I'm going to set it out with a couple of songs. This will probably be the last live show, unless I do a no spins for the rest of the year to the first of the year. This is one of the artists that came through from Canada. She sound like Mary J. Blige, for real. My wife thought she was Mary J. Blige. But this is Lisa Banton talking about, I got several songs by her, Single and Free. And it's one of my cuts right here. But she do sound sort of like Mary J. Blige.
Let me hear you shout.
This is the old dog.
because I couldn't find the keys to my car.
One of my friends on Facebook, that's For the Old Dog in You by Climax. This is my cousin, Kareem Ellis, in VA. He's been on the show before, too. Song called Move.
Go with the flow, I'm a runaway. Lot of ladies in the club, please put your gun away. We can beef on another day. Anyway, move, move. If you wanna have fun, I ain't even left the crib. I'm already half drunk. All this smoke is probably bad for my asthma, but I'ma hit it to the tip like it's the last one. Your first impression might be I'm an asshole. You goddamn right, bitch. Plus I'ma ask you to buy me a drink. So what you think about my fortified leadership? It's 5 o'clock and you know that we ain't leaving yet. Everybody dance around so hard they make the ceiling sweat. Some people like to chill, I guess they keep it real. And if the party's popping, just imagine how the speakers feel. That's a change of pace, so let the haters hate, cause I don't like them anyway. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I got it hot up in here, but the beer is cold. Sneaking in a bottle that I brought from the liquor store. When she ready, grab my shit and go. My head is heavy and I'm ready for some head that's slow. So move, move, don't you do it too fast. I'ma let her win so she knows that I'm coming last. How do I begin when I'm already in the ass? I don't want children, so my words ain't just getting rapped. And them is just the facts, so you can just relax. Even if she claims it's clean, I'ma strap a prophylax so I can hear a scream when I get in between. I know how to treat a trick and it ain't even Halloween. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I want the planet in the palm of my hand, so I be moving more miles than the Marlboro Man. Man, get loose if you feelin' the vibe, and when I cruise through, better step to the side and move, move like you're rent is past due. Ain't no need to stand still like a statue. I'm not cool, and honestly, the liquor's in me, and probably I'm a holler, but I barely can see. And dog, this girl is down on her knees, she barely can breathe. All y'all scandalous and scared of me, trick. I be rocking the boat, I got a seasick, and now they just be chopping the flow. This ain't the remix.
Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, or you gon' get a crack jaw. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Thank you.
I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, move to the bar, cause I heard him holler last call.
Cousin Chris Jordan,
Check him out on Facebook. Chris Jordan is spelled like it sounds, with a C H R I S. Chris Jordan. Check him out. He's got a song called Devoted. Buy that thing. It's hot. Chris Jordan. We're going to finish out his CD, hopefully, at the beginning of next year, and we'll have that thing out. Iconic is kind of done, me and my cousin Jay Bugs' CD. I then took it off the board, and it'll take me 2 weeks to fine-tune it, listen to it in the car, whatnot. That's how I do it. Listen to it in the car. Make sure it sounds right, because if it sounds good in there, it sounds good anywhere. So that's what I'll be doing the next 2 weeks with Iconic. Probably drop at the beginning of the year in January. This is Mike Stone. My boy Mike Stone been on the show before. He's a big-time remixer. He be remixing a lot of songs, putting it down. This is Mike Stone remixing a Snoop Dogg and Kid Cudi song called Trees.
What they say is it's a new me. Group A on my head like a toothpick. My nigga Kid Cudi, that's my little buddy. Call some hoes up and get some credit cutty. What's your life like? Mine's is kinda tight. A long way from hustling, that China white. My people love me, the fans love me, come on, go. If you ain't showing love, then what you call for? I don't need it in my life. My kids pay the price for so alike in need of my wife. Smoke till I'm gone, dog on the throne. I'm worldwide known, I'm a boss in the zone. I get it how I get it, cause I can. I earn my spot, you see the plan. I was fucking with my fans. I turned out to be a better man. Importance of life, you understand while I'm puffing on this grain.
Everything I'm having, it ain't necessity. Though I'm shining, keep on grinding. What you see ain't all of me. Though I keep them hoes, don't love them hoes. The code in which I roll, it's so simple what I need. You know I keep my fam, and I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
Forget it, they make, can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. The people, people watch you. Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, they made me who I am.
Snoop Dogg and that ass tonight.
Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. The people, people watch you. Can't forget it, they make, can't forget it, they made. Can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, they made the people wanna touch you. Can't forget it, the people won't, can't forget the people won't, can't the people, can't the people.
Everything I'm having, it ain't necessity. Though I'm shining, keep on grinding. What you see ain't all of me. Though I keep them all, don't love them all. The code in which I roll, it's so simple what I need. You know I keep my fam, and I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, na na na.
Get it, they made me who I am, a king, and I'm still on the scene, you gotta love it, all out in public, the people wanna touch you, I need a blunt with the stuffing, nigga, it's nothing for me to chill out, post up at the house with Madden on the screen, and smash on the homies, Hollywood nights now, everybody on me, and the blogs talk shit like they know me, all four, take you niggas to school, how to get rich and stay cool, Snoopy, Ego Dub, show your homie, even with the critics and the feds all on me, I was tapping all the shonies. Dog, but my folks call me Snoopy. Boss dog, nigga, sue me. Ponytail swinging as I'm hanging the jacuzzi. Loving my life while I'm popping on the weed.
Everything I'm having, it ain't necessity. Though I'm shining, keep on grinding. What you see ain't all of me. Though I keep them up, don't love them all. The code in which I roll, it's so simple what I need. You know I keep
my fam, and I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na, I can't forget that dream. Na 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 na.
Tonight, doing that Laker that I know you like. Kid Cudi, my nephew, he's that shit right now. Would you cry? Snoop Dogg in the house tonight, living that Laker that I know you like. Kid Cudi, my nephew, he's that shit right now. My nigga like.
Yeah, that was Mike Stone remixing a Snoop Dogg track with Kid Cudi. This is T-A-Z, A-T-A-Z-P on Blog Talk, A-T-A-Z-P Live. I'm T-A-Z, and we're going to end with one song, and that's off my new Year 4 CD, last presidential CD, Setting on the Groove featuring Ron L. Hey, check it out. We will not be having any more guests the rest of the year, but I probably will be back with a No Spins 2-hour show next week. Let's do this, man. I got to watch Scandal. T-A-Z, Sitting on the Groove. I'm out.
In the people's eyes, black mask president in total disguise. You don't know me, nigga, I'm strictly fly. Light on my shine, don't ask me why. I'm looking for the one, yeah, I must confess. Ever never bull, I mean no mess. Way in the back, white polka dot dress. I'm on a mission, no Johnny Quest. Steps up on to get a closer view. She's nodding her head like she gets down too. Secret service ass, what you gonna do? She was fancy fly, white polka dot shoes. Walked up on her, gave her a smile. These cut dress girls bouncing a mile. I thought she's cool just a little while. Big conversation showcase my style.
This is no invasion. More like a little observation. Why you sitting up on this roof? Get your body on the floor and move.
Laugh and beat in her mind. Got up, kissed me, said bathroom time. Followed with my eyes since I was blind. Her frame rocking skin, call it party time. The heels, her walk was on blast. Gotta catch her quick, finish the task. Lay lines for her just to make it last. I'm really feeling you with the $1 million ass. There she goes on the other side. Secret service on the mic, she couldn't hide. White polka dot shoes made her glide. Trying to play it cool, look and abide. Saw me in the crowd and she smiled back. Sitting and dancing, her dress came flat. Saw her thighs 20 meters packed. Like a 24, I pressed like Jack.
This is